With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kavila. Erongo Red is finalizing a new electricity credit service that will allow customers to buy power on credit and repay it with their next purchase. Head of Communication and Marketing Benjamin Nangombe says the initiative will help households during tough financial times.
Yeah, we are looking at a timeline between a month and 2 months. Then we should have the product ready. But at this moment, we are at advanced stages where the app is almost ready. But our developers are still doing some testing to ensure that the system is configured correctly and it's running. But as soon as it's ready, we will definitely make an announcement.
President Netumbonandi Ndaitwa says government is committed to programs that fight poverty, cut youth unemployment, and expand trade and investment opportunities. She also announced that cabinet has approved 257 million Namibia dollars for the National Youth Fund.
The Youth Fund will be operationalized in August, and young people must be on the lookout. It will contribute to job creation and the sectors that will pay more attention is agriculture, tourism, creative industry, sports, among others. But each one you'll be looking to in accordance to your strengths. So we don't want to waste time, and that this is going to be accessed through financial institutions. Government has already discussed with those financial institutions that are going to manage this fund. The collateral should not be an hindrance. Arrangements are already made on how to make it easy for you to access the fund.
South Africa's Mineral and Petroleum Resources Minister Gwede Mantashe has called for aggressive marketing and increased production of natural diamonds to counter growing competition from lab-grown gems.
I'm very convinced that the marketing of natural diamonds is a necessary intervention. You cannot replace natural diamonds with lab-grown diamonds because they have value. We must market natural diamonds more aggressively, but we must produce more of them. Value addition must happen close to the point of production.
And a U.S. Coast Guard report has ruled that the implosion of the Titan submersible that killed 5 people was entirely preventable. The tragedy 2 years ago resulted from the company's toxic workplace environment. That's according to the findings. Nick Harper has more from Washington.
Investigators spent 2 years compiling a 327-page report that aims to prevent future tragedies. Their findings showed that intimidation tactics and critically flawed safety practices at OceanGate contributed to what happened. The CEO of the company, Stockton Rush, was one of the 5 people who died when the submersible imploded on its way to the Titanic wreck 2 years ago. Investigators noted that senior staff were fired to dissuade employees from expressing safety concerns, and the company did what it could to evade safety practices.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.